Nathan Zagura here at FedEx Field, where the Browns dropped their fourth consecutive game to open the 2016 season, 31-20 to the Washington Redskins. The game started off bad for the Browns, who were in a hole 14-0 early as Kirk Cousins found Jordan Reed for not one but two touchdowns. But then this team rallied on four consecutive possessions over the second and third quarters. The Browns scored two touchdowns and two field goals. Cody Parkey connecting from over 50 at the end of the first half and over 40 in the third quarter, and the Browns found themselves ahead 20-17. They were going to score on their fifth straight drive as Isaiah Crowell continued his brilliant season, running for over 100 yards in this one. He would not be denied on a third down catch where he broke three tackles and picked up the first down. On the very next play, the Browns handed it off to fullback Malcolm Johnson for his first carry of the season, and he fumbled. That led a string of three turnovers for the Browns, a Malcolm Johnson fumble, a Duke Johnson fumble, and a Cody Kessler interception. And ultimately, that was too much for this team to overcome. The defense got worn down at the end. Matt Jones rushed for over 100 yards and a touchdown, a season high for him for the Redskins, who put it away with that late touchdown, ultimately winning 31-20. Some bright spots for the Browns, Cam Johnson and his return to the team, literally flown in from Arizona yesterday, had two sacks on the day and forced a fumble. But Jamar Taylor as well had an interception. But at the end of the day, those three turnovers all in the second half were crippling for Hugh Jackson's team, and it was not enough to get the job done. They had all the momentum like we've seen in other games this year, but could not finish it. The margin for error for this team, so small, and unfortunately today, too many blemishes to get the W. They'll look to get on track at home next week against New England. For the latest on this game and all things considered Cleveland Browns related, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.